The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Reviewing the U.S. Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Public hearings are underway in Washington as part of the mandatory review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, better known as USMCA. Greg Allen reports why this year it's drawing a lot of attention.
The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says it has already received more than 1,500 public comment briefs, an amount that officials describe as significant compared to past trade reviews.
The overwhelming majority are in favor of maintaining free trade within North America.
Julian Karagesian, an economics professor at McGill University, says the existing USMCA agreement seems to have widespread support based on those comment briefs.
One of the biggest, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they were careful to point out that they have companies in every state of the union, millions of jobs from the specialization that trade allows. Ford mentioned that 80% of their vehicles are assembled in the United States from supply chain integration. The Whiskey Association, the Sunflower Association, there's so many different submissions.
Since taking effect in 2020, USMCA has been critical for U.S. farmers. Canada and Mexico remain the top two export markets for American corn, soybeans, dairy, and pork. One major concern stems from all the talk out of the White House that any new arrangement would divide the existing USMCA into two separate agreements, a move that Karagesian believes would put more strain on the U.S., especially the farming states.
The farming states of the Midwest are hurting. If the Trump administration can be convinced to renew, I think they're going to try and extract the most concessions possible and maintain sectoral tariffs.
Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
It's a known fact that some seed companies appreciate your business so much that they have you sign a contract to lock in your orders for years. In other words, you're stuck with them. Seed Genetics Direct doesn't waste paper on contracts. To show their appreciation, Seed Genetics Direct does things like sell seed at a fair price, shake your hand and say thank you. Do business once with Seed Genetics Direct and you'll want to buy from them over and over again. Value, knowledge, performance, and no contracts. It's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit purplewave.com for a complete listing. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple.
Hi, I'm Evie Vittori from Lenawee County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Cold air is on the move here across the Great Lakes region. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. High pressure is in control here today. That means we should see at least some sunshine, depending on where you're at. But we also have several more waves of moisture, several clippers that are going to try and move through our region. The first one comes in the early morning hours tomorrow through the daytime hours. It's going to put down some snow over a large part of Michigan proper, anywhere from a coating to a couple of inches. And it's definitely cold here as the Arctic air mass is in play. Second wave comes through overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, a little bit farther south in its track, but it's definitely more formidable. I think we can see 2 to 4 inches of snow come out of that one as it races across Michigan. So significant snow potential here to start the week. Late tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night into Wednesday. Thursday, we take a pause. I don't see any new system coming through, but we have lake effect coming off of the Great Lakes coming through. Plenty of clouds there. The next clipper that we have late in the week on Friday into Saturday misses us to the south, hits our friends down in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. I'm fine with that this time around. And then number 4 comes through Saturday night into Sunday. It's back right on top of us here, coating to a couple of inches out of that. Definitely less moisture, but brutal cold. The cold stays through the weekend, and then we get into next week where warm air is really trying to lift up from the southwest. Probably doesn't affect us right away Monday, Tuesday, but you get the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. Significant warming, lots of snow melt, and we see some rain trying to come through in there as well. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of Dairy Dew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
Dairy Dew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best Dairy Dew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
Looking back on Friday's markets, here's Andy Eubank and Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke before the close of trade Friday afternoon.
Quiet markets early on Friday, then a little bit of intensifying of the sell-off in soybeans by mid-session. Brian, any particular reason why beans got precipitously weaker than they opened?
It looks like we've had a significant shift in weather patterns in northern Brazil. That had been one of the driest October-November periods in northern Brazil this century, going back at least 20, 25 years. But as we enter December here, much more rain this week and much more forecast over the next 10 to 14 days. Now, that crop isn't all setting pods and filling pods, but it will over the next 3 to 4 weeks. So if you can kind of put your hat on in the Midwest here around the 1st of August for that northern area of Brazil, we all know how important weather is, rainfall during the month of August here in the Midwest is. And that's why I think we're seeing some liquidation here to end the week.
Once again, Brian Basting with Advanced Trading there. Settlements from Friday, March corn down 2.5 cents at 444 and three quarters. May corn 2.25 lower at 452 and a quarter. January soybeans dropping 14 and a quarter to 1105 and a quarter. March beans 12 and three quarters lower at 1116. And March wheat down 4.5 cents at 535 and three quarters. February live cattle sharply higher, climbing $3.15 to $2.27.15, and February lean hogs 42 cents higher at $82.27. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.